Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Hey chickens, we're still responding to your messages about the Star Beast and Wild Blue Yonder and the Giggle and the whole special business overall before we get to the church on Ruby Road, which is just days away. Here's an email from Carl. You can email me, theory@adamrichard.com.au, or you can get me on patreon.com/AdamRichard. And over on the Facebook group, Adam Richard Has a Theory. There are many, many places. You can tweet me, you can Instagram me, however you want to get to me. Anyway, Carl says, it's weird getting two episodes in 2 weeks. It's been 3 years since the end of the flux. Calm down, Carl. It's only been 2 years. I know it seems like three because it's like 2021 was the flux and now it's 2023. But that's still 2 years. Like that's... Yeah, just like 1, 2, 3 sounds like three, but you don't count the first one. Anyway, Carl says, even though it's so much better in sharp 4K and likely a bigger budget on Disney, I had a shred of nostalgic sadness that after decades, Doctor Who and the ABC have parted ways forever. Well, I wouldn't say forever. I imagine they're still showing it. Like, are they? I haven't even checked. They must be. Like, because they were showing, like, repeats forever and ever and ever. According to iView, it's still there. Yeah, you can watch The Runaway Bride. You can watch A Christmas Carol. Yeah, they're still there. You've got the Doctor Who Christmas specials if you want to have a look at them. So, yeah, they're still showing them on ABC Me, which I think is probably rebranding next Thursday. I mean, all of the ABCs are rebranding at some point. It's all going to change. That happens a lot down there. It's rebranding every 6 weeks. Rebranding, restructuring. It's a precarious place to work. But yeah, I hear what you're saying, Carl. It is weird because that's how I learned to watch Doctor Who. I mean, a lot of British people got to see episodes that they'd never seen before because of the ABC. Because the ABC kept repeating them, people would videotape them and then send them to the UK where unscrupulous people would dub them off hundreds of times and then sell those like 18th generation copies for a lot of money. So that was a whole thing. But yeah, it's kind of, it feels very strange to be watching it on a streaming service. We were watching it on iView anyway at 5:30 in the morning. Like if you waited for the ABC, it'd be like Thursday night at 10 p.m. or something to see it in HD. So, you know, like I said before, the ABC did not, like I know they had Whovians and everything, but they kind of, you know, that third series of Whovians when they were showing Doctor Who on Thursdays and then Whovians was on it like, you know, after that, it was a whole bit of business that was very confusing. Carl also says, allons-y to the 60th anniversary. I reckon Ten got too much hate for the Donna memory wipe. It was his only option to save her. Russell T. Davis gets more hate from writing it, but I get the feeling he intended to fix it. He just took the long way around to get here. I forgive him because he brought Doctor Who back, just like I almost forgive Stephen Moffat for the unnecessary, uncalled-for abomination that was the Cyber Brigadier. Oh, none of us like that. Because he gave us the lovely weekend of Day of the Doctor, Night of the Doctor, and Adventure in Time and Space 10 years ago. Old fans have long memories. I still know I have a bit of Lost Wheel of Space stuck in the back somewhere before I was banned for a year. You were banned for a year. Where do you get the idea you were banned? No one was banned. I digress. Overall, the plot was a romp, but not silly. Maybe a bit light for an anniversary, but it's only part one. But characters. The Doctor, same but different. A bit less self-obsessed, now a bit self-doubt and mystery. Tennant on top form as a more rounded, mature character, formed by the experience of his last three lives. Yeah, I felt that too, that there was kind of more, you know, when he was the Doctor the first time, there was still that kind of like, you know, time war thing hanging over his head. But now it's a bit sort of, I'm a bit more, you know, relaxy. It's kind of like why that ending of the giggle for this character, you kind of go, oh yeah, I can see this. Like, you need a rest. And the fact that we're starting with series one again. I mean, we haven't even talked about that. Like, if you go to the BBC iPlayer page, like, you can get to it from Australia. It just won't play anything. But if you go there, it's got Doctor Who 1963 to 1989, which is, you know, the olden days, the one in 4-3. And then you've got Doctor Who 2005 to 2022, which has the logo from Jodie Whittaker's era. And then there's Doctor Who 2023. Like, it's a whole new thing. And that's where the specials sit, and I guess the holiday episode will sit, and then the whole new series. So it is a series one. Like, it's kind of just sitting there like, oh no, this is a whole brand new thing. Like, get strap in, everyone. How do you feel about that? Like, that it's a new show, essentially. Because it's, I guess that's the Disney thing. It's like, well, it's theirs now, it's new. But it's also a new production company, so it's kind of like a whole reset. So yeah, it's interesting times with brand new Doctor Who. Donna, Carl says, Catherine Tate slipped back into the role and sold the change back to Dr. Donna, who did indeed descend magnificently. Oh yeah. I liked the binary saved by unborn child bit. I found the let it go a bit cheesy. I hope Disney didn't get Russell T. Davis to squeeze that in. I get the impression that no one's telling him to do anything. He says there's notes, but there's always notes. Like, you know, there's always notes from up above. And if there's anything he's totally married to, he will sell it. I mean, it's the same on my show. Like, if a producer says, can you put that in? It's like, yeah, I don't think that's any good, but I'll try it. And then you try it and they go, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's just sometimes you just go, yeah, that's not going to work. So, yeah, I think that was just, I think that was Russell T. Davis, the letting it go. But Carl says, why didn't Donna just let it go 15 years ago if that's all it took? Well, I think the thing is that she didn't know she could. And maybe it's the you know, having also, you know, the Dr. Donna is the Dr. Donna. So this is not just her absorbing the doctor that she had absorbed up to that point. It's also possibly absorbing the doctor to now, which includes, as we know, memories of two other female doctors. We've got the Ruth Doctor and Jodie Whittaker's Doctor. So, yeah, having Jo Martin and Jodie Whittaker's Doctor in there, maybe that's how she knew she could do it. Maybe that's why she has that kind of, you know, switch on where it's like, oh, I can just get rid of this. Also, perhaps she couldn't do it because it was too much for one person, but because she's got Rose with her now and that power is split between two people, it's not, you know, an overwhelming amount of power, whereas before it would have completely burned her brain down. So that's why she couldn't do it last time. She needed to have half of what she had to be able to let that go. I don't know. They're my theories. Do you like them? Carl also says, Sylvia, I found her irritating 15 years ago. Either she was written better here or I grew up. Yeah, you grew up. Sylvia is always amazing. There's nothing bad about it. Like, yes, she's irritating, but she's just, oh, she's amazing. Like, she's so just pushy and forceful and I adore her. Carl says, Sean, a bit wet. I was expecting something a bit more interesting as the husband role, a bit of a plot device only. Abandons wife and daughter to take a strange skinny man with fake ID to a war zone. I mean, he's a cab driver. They do what they can. he should have got a huge tip and maybe picked up a Roth stun gun to take out some pesky Ubers. we'll continue Carl's email in the next episode.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.